beloved, we have come together in the presence of God, our Heavenly Father, to render thanks for the great benefits that we have received at His hand, to set forth His most worthy praise, to hear His holy word, and to ask for ourselves and on behalf of others those things that are necessary for our life and salvation. O come, let us worship Him. Let us kneel and bow down before Him. Let us confess our sins with penitent hearts and obtain forgiveness by His infinite grace and mercy. The Almighty and Merciful Lord has granted us pardon and forgiveness of all our sins, grace for true repentance and amendment of life, and the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The lesson from Philippians chapter 3. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also counted all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Thanks be to God.
O Lord, have mercy upon us.
And peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Job said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." We came into this world with nothing. We shall leave it with nothing. Everything we gain of earthly things in the end will be counted as loss. Before the judgment seat of God, we have nothing to offer. If we offer our works to be judged, they are worthless. If we offer excuses, we have none. Lord, when did we see you in need and not help you? As surely as you have not done it to one of these, you have not done it to me. All earthly things must fade away and be put aside. There is one thing we gain on this earth that continues into eternity. Paul says, "What things were gained to me, these I counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed, I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. I count all things as rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him. Not having my own righteousness which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection." Righteousness is our wedding garment to enter into heaven. Without it, we are naked before God in all our sin. Adam and Eve tried to cover themselves, but God knew their sin. If we try to cover ourselves, make our own clothes, God knows. Our own righteousness is from the law, which we cannot keep. To us it may seem a beautiful offering to God, but in God's eyes it is impure and unclean. We honor our parents, but we don't fully obey them, or we obey them, but only begrudgingly. We help our neighbor, but we hope that he will pay us back. We say many right things, but our heart is still full of hate. As Isaiah says, even all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. All earthly things I count as loss, all to gain one thing, Christ. Knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, righteousness through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. Jesus' righteousness is perfect because he never sinned. Jesus obeyed his parents and loved them. Jesus loved his neighbors even when they hated him. He forgave his enemies even when they crucified him. His offering alone is without blemish, a seamless robe that covers all our sin. The hymn writer says, "Jesus, thy blood and righteousness my beauty are, my glorious dress. Midst flaming worlds in these arrayed, with joy shall I lift up my head." Jesus' blood covers the sins of the whole world because he is God, begotten of the Father from all eternity, worthy of all praise and worship from saints and angels in all creation, the Son of God who is seated at the right hand of the powerful Lord of heaven and earth who calms the storm and rules the universe. His blood is precious, more precious than gold, because it is the blood of God. His life is priceless, because he is immortal. He cannot die. But for you and me, he became mortal so that he could die in our place. For us men and for our salvation, he became man. Jesus' blood covers my sins and yours because he is our human brother, born the son of Mary, who was indeed a virgin. He was sentenced to die on the cross, though he was completely innocent. His lifeless body was placed in the tomb, truly dead, never to be seen again, or so they thought. And powerfully on Easter morning, he rose again and burst from the tomb. Death could not hold him because he is the Prince of Life. The holy, meek, unspotted Lamb, who from the Father's bosom came, who died for me, even me to atone, now for my Lord and God I own. This is the one I must know in order to be saved, that I might not die but live and declare the works of the Lord, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, but righteousness through faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, that I too may attain to the resurrection from the dead. When I survey that wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride. Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast, save in the death of Christ, my God. All the vain things that charm me most, I sacrifice them to his blood. When from the dust of death I rise to claim my mansion in the skies, even then this shall be all my plea. Jesus has lived, has died for me. Jesus, be endless praise to thee, whose boundless mercy hath for me a full atonement made, an everlasting ransom paid. O let the dead now hear his voice, now bid the banished ones rejoice. Their beauty this, their glorious dress, Jesus, thy blood and righteousness. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen.